Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Well, it has been a while since the last time we chatted on the show. Carn Morby, lead singer of the Parlour Tones. Good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you keeping?
We can't complain. I'm sure I can't speak. Can't complain. Carl, like many musos bands, COVID has prevented live shows. Safety first, obviously, but it must have been frustrating not doing live shows and possibly affecting the pocket, no doubt.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been a bizarre year, to say the least. And obviously, I just got thrown another COVID curveball with the latest round of restrictions. So, I sense, including us, that a lot of artists are going to cancel their end of year tour that they may have tried to plan around. Mm. But I mean, there's nothing we can do. We just have to kind of roll with the punches as the adage goes.
Con, there has been a little bit of excitement in the way of your new album, which is completely different to what we're used to in terms of the Parlour Tones. You guys have now released a Christmas album with some stunning new singles and music videos and so on, two of which are I've Been a Good Boy Santa and Christmas Baby Please Come Home. What was the thinking around going in this direction?
Yeah, I think when lockdown happened, we said, even though we can't tour, let's still try and be creative. That's ultimately how it all begins with musicians. And so we said, let's work on getting a new album. And we were either going to do something kind of melancholic and sad, considering the context of this year.
Yeah.
Or we said, let's try and inject a little bit of positivity into the year. And there's no better way than doing, spreading the festive cheer with the Christmas album. So we decided to kind of be a bit tongue-in-cheek, light-hearted and bring something positive to ourselves and hopefully to our fans.
So in addition to those two originals, the rest of the album is covers, and it includes, songs from various artists such as Stevie Wonder, Lorica Rauch and Joni Mitchell. How did you guys decide which covers to include?
There's actually five originals. And the rest are covers.
But okay.
The covers, we kind of let every member choose a cover that they liked best. Paul chose Christmas Baby and the Stevie Wonder cover and The River, actually. I think his mom was a big fan of Joni Mitchell, so that's why that one found its way on there. he's a guitarist, and I think the guitar parts he'd figured out for those two songs and embellished them slightly, and I guess that's why he went down that trajectory. I'm a massive John Lennon fan, and that's why his song is on there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think what the other covers are. My wife's a massive Taylor Swift fan, so that's
okay.
why New Year's Day is on there.
I know you guys did have reservations, though, about Drummer Boy. Apparently, Neil wanted to do Drummer Boy, and you guys weren't too keen. But eventually, you put together something really cool, and you reworked the lyrics to represent a more South African Christmas, summery Christmas vibe.
Yeah. So, we kind of said, let's completely rework that. So it's, although it's Drummer Boy melody and sort of musical bed, the sort of gist of it is Under the Sun, because generally that's how we spend Christmas. I ironically reference the beach a lot in that song. Christmas on the beach, but so yeah, and then there's even a song in there that was written like right in the heart of lockdown called Cigarettes and Whiskey, which is kind of it's a tongue in cheek leading to the ban that South Africa had experienced. Glenn wrote that song. And it's like, all I want for Christmas is rats and whiskey. So, it's kind of indicative of the clowns. And, I feel like I'm waxing lyrical now.
Khan, is the album available? Is it online, most music stores, various streaming platforms?
Yeah, it's on all streaming platforms. It's in the One Music store that exists. But if you're still into the physical thing, you can still get it in music stores. And we also selling the physical one online if anyone wants to buy a signed copy.
Well, Khan, albeit a different one this year, very Merry Christmas to you and the lads and your extended families. Thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
Awesome. Thanks for the chat and for promoting the album.
Great stuff. That's Con Morby, frontman of the Parlatones. And here they are now with Christmas Baby, Please Come Home.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.